Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Take centre stage with Insta All Electric. Are you in?
Now, last night we had the treat of movie week on Dancing with the Stars. With the costumes, the makeup and the dancing, it all gets dialed up to 11. But unfortunately, one couple had to go. But I'm just so delighted to have you in studio with me this morning. Elaine Crowley, hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
My legs are killing me.
The jive is no joke.
Oh my God. I swear I have never had pains like it. There's various parts of my body hurting every single week now. And do you know what? I won't miss it.
You can say goodbye to that. It's a different level, isn't it? Especially because you get through one week and you think you're totally fine. And then as soon as the adrenaline leaves your body on Sunday, you're like, like everything hurts.
Sunday, everything was hurting from Wednesday because I kicked so much. Flicks and kicks and hops and jumps and oh my Lord. I actually, you should feel my calves. They're
rock
actually
hard.
Like bullets. It's ridiculous.
Elaine, like, you're here. I wish you weren't here under these circumstances. You're here obviously because you left the show last night.
Yeah.
And like, we could see the disappointment in your face. To me, that tells me that you really enjoyed the experience and like, you're sad to be leaving the show.
Of course I am. I mean, it was great. I'm going to miss the guys so much because I know it sounds like an awful cliche and you know this yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, I've some great buddies myself, Danny O'Carroll, Kevin, Jack Woolley. Like, we lost Mickey Joe last week and we still Kaylee in the group, but I'd still be cheering them on. But you get very close.
Yeah. Because it's unnatural.
It is. You're literally hothoused with all these people that you don't particularly, you know, share trauma bonding over the exhaustion and everything else. Comparing bits and pieces that are aching, swapping DPs. I mean, I was bringing in this vibro plate some days. It's one of these things you stand on that gets rid of the lactic acid. It's an exercise thing.
I remember them.
Yeah, but I mean, I was just bringing it one day when we were taking turns on it. It's ridiculous.
For the love of God, tell me that you've got some video evidence of Kevin Dundon on that machine.
I don't. I'm gutted. I don't. I've plenty of other video evidence of Kevin Dundon.
I'd say they can't make the light of day for being completely honest. Sorry,
no.
Him dressed up as Shrek last night.
Oh, wasn't he hilarious?
Sorry, he was just brilliant. He just gave me such a giggle from the minute he came on the screen to the minute he left because he's just embracing it.
Isn't that the point of it all?
Yes.
Though? It's just joyous. I think people mistakenly sometimes think it is a dancing competition.
No.
It's so much more than that. And I mean, every week I looked at Kevin and I fell around the place laughing. You can't help but smile. And God knows the world is depressing enough. You need every bit of happiness you can grasp from anywhere. And he brings it in spades.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody plays their own role, especially behind the scenes. I know, like, on screen, you can, like, you know, see, you're looking at a snippet. You're looking at a 90-second VT of how you guys got on for, like, six intense days of training before that. Then you're looking at, like, 90 seconds on the floor, and that's kind of it. Behind the scenes, though, you just mentioned your little like group that you've got, like it's going in and out of the studios, it's making these friendships that you normally wouldn't have had.
Yeah, well, I knew a few of them beforehand, but not very well. I would have known Kevin beforehand.
Yeah.
I would have known Garold beforehand, but yeah, it's mad how close you get.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really weird. I mean, this morning I woke up to a phone call from Danny O'Carroll nearly crying on the way back from Donegal. Like, he's all, what are we going to do, Kaylee? I was hugging Jack last night, he was bawling. I was like, I'm not dead. We have to, a normal bit of perspective here. Yes, it's quite sad I'm kicked out of Dancing with the Stars, but in the greater scheme of things, it's not the end of the world. I felt like I was going to my own wake. We were at the pub last night and I was like, God, this is very weird. I'm still here, lads.
Yeah, it's great. Also,
I know.
I can imagine Jack Woolley crying with that Joker costume.
I know, it went everywhere. The makeup
went
everywhere.
To be fair, though, it is a nice feeling that, you know, you all bonded that much. Like, that is great.
Yeah, and do you know what? And some of those dancers, those pro dancers are amazing. I mean, their Salome is made of rubber. I don't know what, she can bend backwards. She's like a cat.
I'm just
watching them in awe going, how do they do it?
And they just get into it.
It took me a month to learn how to waltz, for God's sake. Never mind anything else.
Well, let's talk about your dances as well, okay? Because you had the waltz and we adored that. Last week during the salsa, like, look, you're not going to appreciate this now. You're going to appreciate it this time next year. The work that you did in that and how incredibly hard it is, and the fact that you had lifts and tricks and everything going on. And yeah, you went the wrong way at one point. You didn't stop. I just think that has to be commended massively. You did not stop once, even when it clearly was getting to you a little bit. You just stayed going.
Yeah, well, you have to. It's live TV.
Yeah.
I mean, I did joke all along that I was going to do the Macarena or the chicken dance if I forgot my steps. And I was fairly close to it that day, to be honest with you. I was like, oh no, here we go. But like, Oh God, I'm getting a bit of PTSD actually even thinking about
it. Not just yet.
But like when I was looking back on the dances that I did do, like it's I was really good. This sounds really bad. I nailed them in, like all week in training. Yeah. Like it took me ages to get the waltz and the paso. Ages to get it, but I picked up the salsa in no time flat. Yep. I did done and dusted in a day, and I the jive done in a couple of hours. And then whatever happens to me when I go into the studios, I just lost all confidence and ability. And I'm looking back at myself. Do you know when you see the kind of nana dancing at a wedding?
With
the kind
that
of
is the, not the two, you.
The two fists, and I was like, oh my God, I'm nana dancing. But you know, it's funny.
No, Elaine, it's absolutely not you. Yeah. Like you 100% gave it socks.
I was dancing great in the pub last night, ironically.
I would imagine
so. Maybe that's what I needed all along.
Maybe a couple of lemonades would have been throw you over the edge. You did dance to Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray last night. Do you ever want to see a can of Hairspray again?
I never want to see Hairspray. I never want to hear that music. I never want a beehive. I never want to see anything spotty. I am so allergic to it. To be honest, I wasn't a fan of the movie in the first place. By any stretch of the imagination. Like, oh no, I love movies. Because I did movies and film in college.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I have Hairspray. I better watch it. I only actually finished watching it the night before last. And then I got cross. I said, I can't believe I have to do this thing. What is going
on
here?
Look at the plus side. At least you got to wear a pair of runners doing it. Not the dream.
Thanks, but to God.
Getting out of the heels.
Because it was the day before, I was nearly close to putting on a pair of Latin shoes, and if that happened, I would have probably broken my neck.
It's true, yeah. People don't appreciate the shoes so much, especially when you have to break them in and there's a lot going on.
Oh, the pain, the blisters, the agony, the great calves, the hips, my back. Every part of me aches. I've been living in my apartment for over 3 years. I never once had a bath in it. I've had showers, obviously, and I'm not a smelly.
You're still washing yourself,
Until this, and I've been having to soak myself in Epsom salts every evening. I mean, it's not funny. Well, I'm kind of laughing now because I'm out of it, but at the time, it's not funny.
Was it a lot more than you thought it would have been going into it?
Yes and no. I had heard it was horrifically difficult from a lot of people. I know a lot of people who've done it over the years, and they said, like, prepare yourself for a major challenge. And I did. I knew it was going to be hard, but it was a different kind of hard. It was like more psychologically hard than physically hard, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And that's a real battle, I think, because if your head goes,
it's game over.
It's game over completely. And if your heart's not in it, it's a game over as well.
Yeah. Do you think as well, because like you didn't grow up in that world, that world of like just fully expressing yourself and letting yourself go and, you know, like playing a character and a persona all the time, that it is incredibly hard to get yourself past that roadblock because you feel like an idiot.
Yeah. I felt like an awful clown. I was mortified. Yeah. I was like, oh God, the first dance was all lovely and the second one, I was okay, I'll have to just embrace this one.
Leather fans helped in that one there.
PVC. And I am sorry, the top they bought for that was bought in a shop where people buy implements for the night.
Yeah.
For want of a better phrase. And I was like,
I look great.
All this stuff. So I think when it's kind of that way, you can embrace a different character a little bit more. But the salsa, I was like, oh my goodness, what is this fringe business I have on me? And I have so much of it, and I felt so uncomfortable. I was like, oh no.
You looked fantastic.
Yes, and that's gave a bit of a stress.
Did. Elaine, I'm genuinely not joking. I've been talking about this like for weeks. Obviously, we've got the Dance with the Stars podcast as well. Like, I have been championing you in the terms of, I'm like, you just got to believe in yourself in the terms of, like, even now looking at yourself, what you achieved is outrageous. 4 weeks on national telly dancing.
I've successfully avoided it for 25 years in Virgin Media. Ireland AM won't even let me dance. And the fact I did it 4 weeks somewhere else, that's the only thing now. They know I can make a vague attempt at it now, so I'm not, producers at work are not going to let me away with getting
Martin
to do all the dancing
everything
from now on.
Talk to me, because you had a very special reason for doing the show in the first place.
I wanted to do it for my nephews because we had a lot of loss over the last couple of years. My mum died and my little nephew Alton died. He had cancer. And he's lovely brothers and cousins, my nephews. Yeah. They've been so brave and so amazing. So that, to be honest, that's the only reason I did it. I wouldn't have contemplated doing this in any other way, shape or form. But I wanted to give him a laugh. And to be fair, I think I did.
Good.
And I'd love to. They were going to come up next week for the dedicated dance show, which I'm sorry they didn't make it and get to come up to see it in the flesh. But, you know, they probably only would have slagged me anyway. So and I think I've given them enough fodder for the next 10 years, to be honest.
Well, that's great, though. At least you provided them with that.
I do have my uses. Embarrassing Auntie being one of them.
Oh, Elaine. Talk to me as well, though, because the comments last night, I know obviously you got eliminated last night, but your comments from all three judges were very encouraging.
Yeah, they were, to be fair, because it was incredibly hard to get back on the dance floor after the salsa. It knocked a lot of confidence out of me. In the first half of the dance last night, I was like, I'm not feeling this. And then I just went feck it halfway through.
Yeah.
And took it away. And I think the judges saw that. And it was nice. And in fairness, they were on my side. They were rooting for me. And it was really, really nice. But, you know, c'est la vie.
C'est la vie. But you went out on a high. And they were right as well.
Well, I kind of went out like more of a medium. Than
well, I mean, went off on a kick and a flick.
I don't know about the flick. I don't think I've mastered that. Hang on, isn't the flick the Charleston? I didn't quite get that. Thanks, but God, my legs would have... my kneecaps felt they were going to fly off last night.
It's fine. Sure, Dennis just would have picked you up the whole way through it anyway. So.
Oh my God.
He was mad for picking you up.
Half the world and his mother has seen my various shades of knickers at this point when he did it last night and pointed my bottom right up to the camera.
It's like a party trick.
No one needs to see that. Nobody needs to see that on a Sunday night.
If it's any consolation, I think it's just a rite of passage for everyone to dance with the stairs. It's happened to all of us.
Oh, good. Some point great. Other, so thank you very much.
Everyone's arse has been on the telly. Okay, I have to ask you the question right now. Who do you think is going to win Dancing with the Stars?
I think Jack Woolley is going to win.
Okay.
I would like Jack Woolley to win. He really deserves it.
Yeah.
And he's a beautiful dancer, because a lot of the pros were even saying if he'd started dancing like when he was younger, he'd be a professional now. He's just, there's something very beautiful about the way he moves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know some of the other, Reese is really good, obviously. Yep. Kaylee's really good. Danny's really good. But he's just mesmerising to watch. There's technical dancing, which is good, but he is just beautiful to watch.
As a punter as well, I want to like wrap him and Alex up together. I just think that they are so fabulous.
Yeah.
Like they look like they're getting on, they're having a ball. And his cha-cha, I think I've watched more than any of my own dances. I loved it so much. It is so, so good.
Oh, his dance next week is going to be spectacular.
I'm dying to see this. Yeah.
Oh, he's really gonna
are you going to enjoy sitting down watching it from the couch now?
I don't think I can. I think I'll be just getting a bit of trauma. The nerves will be coming back. I'll start shaking and shivering and going, oh no, the music will come on and I'll go screaming.
You mean, Elaine, is it this music?
Dancing with the Stars on RTE2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Take the lead with Insta All Electric. Are you in?